Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast Help Desk number 117 for February 27th, 2019. Almost said 2018. And yeah, I said episode 117. And that's pertinent because if you've been paying attention, more than likely you've gotten an email from Apple or heard of the email from Apple explaining what they call how to optimize your metadata. What that means is they're finally writing down that they're being picky about certain tags in your RSS feed. And one of the things that they're getting more picky about is episode numbers. They don't like them where you've been putting them. So like me, I've been putting them right in the title of the podcast. The title of the podcast for, you know, most of my podcasts here at Podcast Help Desk is whatever the title is, whatever the subject is, and then I put a dash and I put PhD, in this case 117. And you'll notice if you go to the website, it still says that, which means there is a way to make Apple happy and continue to put your episode numbers in your titles if you'd like to. But anyway, let's go back a step here, and I'm going to read the note that we got from Apple. It says, "Dear podcast provider." That's pretty much anybody that submitted a podcast to Apple Podcasts. And if you didn't get it yet, you will probably get it. But it says, "To improve the experience with Apple Podcasts, we want to share some information and updates. Optimize your show's metadata." It's one of the topics. And it says, "The metadata for your show is your product packaging. It includes all the details about your show, such as title, author name, description, and that potential listeners will see on Apple Podcasts. High-quality metadata can help you show or help your show be discovered and grow your audience, as it ultimately determines whether it appears in relevant user searches." I call BS on that, by the way. This is me speaking. Their search sucks. It always has. Hopefully they're going to improve it. But, you know, search within the Apple directories has always been hit or miss. Unless you know the name of the podcast you're looking for, sometimes it's hard to just stumble on one. Anyway, back to the note. "Conversely, poor quality podcast metadata may affect new subscriptions as well as active shows to ensure our platform meets Apple's quality standards. Here are some things to avoid. 1. Including a placeholder text from your hosting provider. For example, descriptions such as, quote, podcast by author name, in brackets." Okay, so what that is this is me talking again. What that is certain podcast platforms, if you don't put something in a spot you're supposed to put it, they put in a little placeholder so that something is there. And if you go submit that to Apple, it's painfully obvious you didn't pay attention and didn't fill that in. So, no, I agree with that. You know, please fill in all your information. The next one is verbatim repetition of the title or author name in the description. For example, "The Very Hungry Tourist" by Dr. Marissa Sanchez and Johnny Appleseed. Incorporating irrelevant content or spam. For example, show titles like "The Very Hungry Tourist," pipe sign, travel, pipe sign, explore, pipe sign, learn, or author's name like Dr. Maria Sanchez, coach and travel enthusiast. What they're saying, and I've told you this before in numerous podcasts, that you can't stuff keywords in your main title or your author tag. The title is just the title. In the case of this, "The Hungry Tourist," that is the title, period, nothing else. And no period either, just nothing else, "The Hungry Tourists." All that other stuff is keyword stuffing, which would improve the search at Apple, but Apple doesn't want that in there. So, an author name. So anything in the iTunes author tag other than a name is spam. You can't have a title in there. I've said in the past, yeah, you can have a title or something short in there. No, not anymore. They don't want anything in there but a name. So in the author tag, just a name. And here's the one that's going to be the big stickler. Adding episode numbers in titles. For example, show titles like The Very Hungry Tourist, Episode 01, or the episode titles like 01, The Broken Heirloom, you know, things like that. So they don't want any numbers in the episode titles. These practices could result in your show being rejected or removed from Apple Podcasts. So anyway, that's the gist of it. There's some more other stuff in here. There was another thing in there that says you can resubmit RSS feeds in Podcast Connect. That's something new. And that's a great thing. That doesn't mean that you have to resubmit. That just means that if you get rejected and or kicked out of Apple, there's now a mechanism for you to resubmit that without contacting Apple support. Because before you had to, you know, tell them, you'd say, hey, I got it fixed, and then it would take them forever to get back to it. So now you can resubmit and they'll check and make sure that you fixed whatever it was that caused you to get kicked out. So the whole thing about episode titles and you know, okay, I could power rant about this, but it's not going to do me any good. So I'm just going to give you the information. And the information is that, okay, using PowerPress, which is what I use, it's what I suggest you use. If you're not using that, there are other mechanisms to change the titles of your podcasts. And a lot of platforms also have the extra Apple tags. And that's where we're going to go here. With PowerPress, you're going to go to PowerPress and Settings, and then you're going to go to the Episodes tab. And about three-quarters of the way down the page, there's a couple pull-downs that are for the Apple, I guess it says iTunes episode number, season, and type fields. And right above that is iTunes episode title field. If you pull that down to show field on both of them and then hit save changes, then you go into your posts. So we're going to go into a post and you're going to find that if you edit the or modify the podcast episode, it'll open the podcast episode box again. And you're going to notice that there's a field down there for iTunes episode number, season, type, and iTunes title. So what you do is this is two ways you can do this, actually. You can actually just change the title of your post and take out the number, or if you want to do it the way Apple wants you to do it and keep it in your title for most of the other podcast apps and on your website, you just copy your title and paste it into where it says iTunes title and take out the number. And then right above that in the box, you type in the number of the episode and Apple Podcasts, the app, will support that number, but it puts it in where they want to put it, not where you want to put it. You don't need to worry about season. Don't start with seasons unless you want to stick with them because, you know, if you notice on mine, if you use Apple Podcasts, all these episodes after 100 are season 2. I'm kind of stuck with that. I would have rather not done that. And then the type would be a full episode for the most part. But that's what you do. Then you, update the post. And in Apple, you won't have the episode numbers that you put in the title and, pretty much everywhere else. Now, that'll be interesting to see, actually, which apps use the iTunes title tag and which ones use the plain old title tag from your RSS feed. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm kind of going to keep track of that. I have all the apps here, so we'll see which tag, episode, or which places use. In fact, I'll probably add that to this post. So if you want to find that, that one, just come to the website. And it's episode 117, PhD 117, which will still be in the episode title for the blog post. Like I said, that's the way I'm doing it with this one. Like I said, I could power rant. I was planning on turning on the mic and doing some power ranting about things like this, but you know, whatever, it's their directory. If they want to have rules, that's great. I would have respected them a whole lot more had they just simply removed everybody that violated those rules and then made everybody make changes and come back. that would certainly weed out the number of competition podcasts out there, because podcasting, as you know, the episode numbers in the title have been a tradition for a really long time. I mean, 15 years, since before Apple was into podcasting. This was a tradition. And, you know, then they come along and think they've reinvented the wheel. Here's what my humble opinion is. Spotify's making a lot of noise, and Apple wanted to make some noise. So guess what? We get to jump through hoops because these big companies decide we have to jump through hoops. So in my job at Blueberry, it's going to be pure ridiculousness and pure panic amongst a lot of podcasts. And I'm hoping that'll be avoided. We're going to probably go over this exact same thing on your podcast coming out Monday. So listen for that. Todd and I, I'm sure Todd will do a little more power ranting than I have. but, you know, it's just sometimes it's just off the hook. And then, you know, the way they worded that email, a lot of people think they need to resubmit their podcast after they change the title. No. Don't do that. Change the title. They do the Apple title if you're using PowerPress or whatever platform you're using. Remove the episode numbers from your episode titles. That's great. As long as you don't get kicked out of Apple before you get all that done, don't worry about it. Those of you that have 300 episodes in your feed, you might want to rethink that. I've cut mine back to 25. So there's only 25 episodes available for Podcast Help Desk in the apps. But as always, since I always tell you, you should have your own website, all the episodes are available on my website. All of them. So go to podcasthelpdesk.com and you can listen to my very first Podcasting Tech Coach episode. Remember, I changed my title in the middle of all this. But the other things they talk about, you know, in that note from Apple are things that we've been talking about all along. The episode numbers is kind of a new thing. They did mention that a while back, but they weren't enforcing it. So this is the first time I've ever heard of them enforcing that, or if they're going to enforce it, who knows? I do have an email in with my contact over at Apple, so we'll see what they have to say. If they say anything, you never know. But it's just, you know, this is definitely ridiculous, and you know, a lot of people don't like it. And, you know, the more episodes you have, the more of a pain in the butt it is. I just went through and edited 25 episodes, figuring that, it's worthy. Doing that, but I'm cutting it back to 25. You know, there's really nobody's going to go back in the Apple iTunes app or the Apple Podcasts app and download all 117 of these and plus a few bonus episodes and extra stuff, you know. And if you really want to come and listen to that, come on over to the website. You can download it or you can just play it on the website or whatever. And I may rethink that later on, but for now, I think 25's good. Most of the relevant new information is in the last 25 episodes because, you know, this business changes. This whole podcasting thing changes. But if you did it the way I suggested you do it from the get-go, so you get your own WordPress site, you're using PowerPress, you may or may not be hosting at Blueberry. That's irrelevant, although I wish you would. And use my promo code HELPDESK if you want a free month at Blueberry. How's that for sneaking a little ad in there? But just be careful with this stuff. Don't panic. It's not, the end of the world. Even if you get kicked out of Apple, it's not the end of the world. I promise you, we can get you right back in. No problem. Just fix whatever it is that they say is wrong and press on. And, so be it. And something funny that today when we first heard about this, by the way, it took a grand total of 15 minutes from the time the email got out to the first ticket I had at Blueberry asking us, what are we going to do about this? Well, it was like, come on, really give us a minute. So that's all right. We'll survive. We'll adapt. It's all good. Then. And I do agree with Apple that, all this spam and stuff in the title tags, some of these titles were just absolutely redonkulous. And, you know, I'm glad to see that go because, you know, that isn't a great experience, you know, when you've got, you know, these just really bizarro titles. You know, the name of this show is Podcast Help Desk. It's not Podcast Help Desk. You know, pipe sign, the best podcast about podcasting on the internet. Pipe sign, just like Dave Jackson. Pipe sign, just like Daniel J. Lewis and Ray Ortega. You know, that. I mean, there were people out there that had titles like that. You know, mine isn't like that. It's Podcast Help Desk. It always has been Podcast Help Desk. And all my other podcasts have been simple like that. So, you know, I've always kind of thought that was kind of ridiculous. Now, my title, sometimes, you know, I have, or my, not title, and my author tag, I have added a little bit sometimes. And I don't now. But, you know, you can, or you could at one time do that, and it was fine. But Apple is Apple. They do what they want. And, you know, like it or not, they're the 800-pound gorilla in the space right now. And, you know, Spotify is trying to do something about that. And I, you know, I wish them luck, but I'm not holding my breath. You know, I'm really rooting for Google Podcasts, but they seem to be falling on their nose too. So, you know, go figure. So, wow, whole bunch of episodes all in short order here, but lots going on. And to keep up with what's going on, go ahead and go check out podcasthelpdesknews.com. That's my every other day-ish skill for the talking tube. Formerly known as Amazon Echo. Can't say her name because I haven't disabled the microphone on mine and I don't want to have to deal with it. But anyway, so that's a news skill or a, what do they call it, a flash briefing skill over there. And it's also a regular podcast. So go check out podcasthelpdesknews.com and it forwards over to phdnews.blueberry.net, which is a blueberry site, which this podcast is sponsored in part by Blueberry. So go check out Blueberry Services. And if you buy anything, use the promo code HELPDESK for 30 days free. Anyway, and in my Apple stats, just before I started that little spiel, you're going to see the drop off. Anyway, catch me later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.